I've popped down to Whips Cross, where I'm joined by Rebecca Adshead, who's a specialist physiotherapist in ankylosing spondylitis. Am I saying that right?
Ankylosing spondylitis.
It's quite a mouthful. Is there another word for it?
Well, we shorten it to AS, but essentially it is an inflammatory arthritis.
Who's most at risk from this?
Typically the younger population, so normally people will be between the ages of 20s and 30s, and that's when their back pain can start, but it can also start a lot earlier than that. Men or women can be affected by this condition, and typically 5-6% of the adult population will actually suffer from chronic back pain, which lasts for more than 3 months. So that's about 3 million people based on a UK adult population of 49.5 million. So 5% of those people with chronic back pain will actually be related to inflammation of the spine. They will often get symptoms of inflammatory back pain, which presents quite differently to the normal back pain that a lot of people will experience. The symptoms can often mimic a muscle strain or a type of injury that you may experience. The symptoms of inflammatory back pain, as I've mentioned, they often start before the age of 40. They will often be present for more than 3 months. They come on slowly over time, and they often are worse in the morning. So a lot of people will experience stiffness in the mornings that will last longer than 30 minutes. And this differs from a lot of the normal back pain that people can experience. And often pain can be quite widespread across the back, and it can often refer into the buttocks or even down the legs and mimic symptoms such as sciatica. So a patient may believe that they might have sciatica, but actually it can be an inflammatory back pain, and it's worth getting investigated for these symptoms.
When would be the right time to go to your doctor and sort of say, I think I might have this chronic back pain?
Really, if you've had symptoms lasting for 3 months and any of the inflammatory back pain symptoms that I've identified earlier, such as the stiffness in the mornings and it getting better with exercise and not with rest, these are the features that sound more inflammatory, and therefore you should discuss these symptoms with your GP and whether you can be referred to a rheumatologist at the hospital.
Now, if you are diagnosed, because I know there's not a cure, are there any medicines we can take or any exercises we can do to help relieve any pain?
You're right, there isn't currently a cure, and it is a progressive condition, which is why early identification of these symptoms and diagnosing this condition is essential before irreversible damage can be done. So there are some fantastic medicines at the moment available called biologic therapy that we use to treat ankylosing spondylitis, and that can make a dramatic difference to these patients' quality of life and their well-being. Anti-inflammatories can also make a big difference.